what ways did technology help you as you learned that playbook, even while you were in California and throughout this offseason?
I mean, just the phone calls and the iPad, you know. I mean, it's a good thing at the NFL allows us to do that. And it really helped me and Dean out a lot.
Kenny, where you play, the proof of the pudding is when the pads go on and all that good stuff. I'm not saying hitting and all that stuff is fun, but are you looking forward to that kind of step tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd say every day one step at a time, and I'm just ready to take that next step. I'm excited to get in the pads and to get to hit the offensive line, hit the running backs, and I'm excited to get out there and be physical and play fast.
Hey, Kenny, Mike Daniels yesterday talked a little bit about the tough love that he and LaTroy are giving you.
Yeah.
Can you describe that relationship and what he means by that?
I mean, those guys are doing everything in their power to make sure I'm straight and to make sure I'm doing my job. Because, we got to count on everybody on the team. And they don't want nobody slacking, and they want everybody to be on the same page. So, they're doing a good job of letting me know things and just keeping me up to date and just teaching me how we do things as the Packer way, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm taking in all the leadership that they're giving me, and I'm learning pretty quick.
Mike said that you didn't make the same mistake twice after
he did. Oh, yeah.
What was the mistake the first time around?
I mean, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing. It was just he just got fired up, and he was just being Mike Daniels and got fired up. And it just got me going. I didn't make no mistake.
Well, on that line, Kenny, you know, BJ's not here. You know, Mike's going to be out front. They're pressing upon you. You've got to be there day one, right? You've got to be ready. Rookies play on this team, but you got to play, like, now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm going to go out there and do the best I can and do my job. And, not worried about it. I'll be good. I'll be fine.
What was your reaction when Mike kind of got on you like that? Did it catch you off guard?
Being around him enough, I know the type of guy he is. And it doesn't surprise me. All my life I've been around tough coaches. And UCLA Coach Moore, he always gets on us. So, I'm not really worried about it.
They said you're pretty receptive to this tough love.
Yeah.
Do you really have a choice as a rookie, or is that just
something to bother you? Being a rookie, you don't have a choice. But I've been in programs where we had tough coaches. I mean, good players, and they always get on us. So I didn't really. It wasn't a big deal. It was something I shook off easy. So it wasn't nothing.
With Mike, you always know it's coming from a good place. How nice is it to have a vet like that helping you out?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, he's one of the leaders on our defense and or on his team. And the energy he brings to the game, and you gotta just look at that. And he's the one that sets the tone on the defense. He plays hard, physical, and he does his job. And that's everything that I look at. And I'm watching film, I'm looking at Mike Daniels and watching how hard he plays and how he plays, you know.